Good morning and welcome to St. James Westminster. We are so happy to have you with us on Advent 3. My name is Hannah Scorer. I'm the assistant curate here at St. James Westminster, and I will be leading the service of the word. Our music is led by Victoria Piovesen, Katie Clark, Jack Sizeland, Paul Grambo, Angus Sinclair, and as ever, Steve Hollowitz. We also have with us this morning John Gardy, who is recording our sound. And I would invite you to check out our Sunday school videos. The link will be out with the email, along with the link to this recording. And now I would invite you to prepare yourselves for worship.
Holy One, wrapped around in darkness, listening for your voice, listening for your voice. Be born among us, be born among us. We wait in joy. Holy One, wrapped around in darkness, listening for your voice, listening for your voice. Be born among us, be born among us. We wait in joy.
God of power and mercy, you call us once again to celebrate the coming of your Son. Remove those things which hinder love of you, that when he comes, he may find us waiting in awe and wonder for him who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the book of Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and to release the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our Lord, to comfort all who mourn, to provide for those who mourn in Zion, to give them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a faint spirit. They will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord to display his glory. They shall build up the ancient ruins. They shall raise up the former devastations. They shall repair the ruined cities, the devastations of many generations. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and wrongdoing. I will faithfully give them their recompense, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. Their descendants shall be known among the nations, and their offspring shall be among the peoples. All who see them shall acknowledge that they are a people whom the Lord has blessed. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My whole being shall exult in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself with a garland, and as a bride adorns herself with jewels. For as the earth brings forth its shoots, and as a garden causes what is sown in it to spring up, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring up before all the nations. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Spirit, voice, tender to me.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. This is the testimony given by John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny it, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." Then they said to him, "Who are you? Let us have an answer for those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as the prophet Isaiah said." Now they had been sent from the Pharisees. They asked him, "Why then are you baptizing if you are neither the Messiah, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water. Among you stands one whom you do not know, the one who is coming after me. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandal." This took place in Bethany, across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The Gospel of Christ. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be always acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Here we are. We're on Advent 3, Gaudete Sunday, the Sunday of joy. That's what Gaudete means. It means rejoice. And I don't know about you, but I don't know how joyful I feel. I feel nervous. I feel apprehensive. I feel rising panic because we are sliding down the scale of colors towards lockdown again, and I don't know if I can take another one. So trust me when I say, I understand if joy is in short supply in your house. But I think that's what's so important in our celebrations of Advent this Sunday, because if there was ever a time in the world when we needed joy to manifest, it is right now. You may find the gospel reading for this week a little funny for talking about joy. I mean, this reading isn't even about Jesus, really. It's about John the Baptist. Like, what the heck, lectionary makers? Why do we even have this here? This is even our second week of hearing about John. Surely, there are more fitting readings. I mean, if we're going to do this theme, a more fitting reading would be the joyful leaping in Elizabeth's womb at the sight of Mary. I mean, I get the joy in that one. It's a happy moment, the reunion of family, and it's a signal of the connection between these two, John and Jesus, their relationship, as it were, starting right from the very beginning. But instead, we have this. John explaining to people what he isn't. That's just kind of weird. I mean, what does that have to do with joy? Well, bear with me, because I think in the midst of the continuing pandemic we find ourselves in, there's something very important about joy in here. And I think it starts with what joy is not. Joy is not happiness. It isn't about the things you accumulate or the pleasurableness of a situation. It isn't about whether everything's perfect or working out or even if everything is fine. Happiness is an emotion. Joy is about emotional resiliency. It's very fitting that the Gospel of John starts with a first and fundamental confession of the incarnation. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not overcome it. Before the story of John the Baptist pointing to the light, before the word is even made flesh, there is the claim that light shines where light should not be. In the dead of winter, in the midst of darkness on the shortest days of the year, in the middle of a year-long battle with a disease, in the thick of a rising second wave, in the heart of all of our holiday disaster, there shines a light where light should not be, where we don't expect a light. I know that it feels like Christmas might be ruined, that Thanksgiving was ruined, that summer holidays were ruined, and I know that it feels like this year has been wasted on fear, doubt, confusion, anxiety, and grief. I know that it feels like hope and peace and joy and love are very scarce right now. But I also know that there is a light in the darkness. There is a speck of light shining there to be seen if we can push past all this other stuff, waiting to be reflected by the hearts of people who know that joy is found in trusting the God who loves you and leaning into the people whom you love. This year has been epically hard, and it's not going to get easier anytime soon, but it doesn't have to be dark. It doesn't have to be hopeless. It doesn't have to be without peace. It doesn't have to lack joy and love. We are finite beings. We are bound by time and chance. We are bound by the actions of others and by the fate of the world. And that can feel like a problem a lot of the time if we want to focus on the worst parts, the suffering, the pain, the loss. But within that finitude comes a great gift. Meaning. Purpose. Destiny. We find life in the most desolate of places. We create love in the harshest of environments. We build relationship in the most dire of situations. We are like the flower growing up through the cracked cement. Human beings have the most uncanny ability to survive, to find each other, to connect, to reflect the light in the darkness. I don't know what Christmas is going to look like. I don't know where we're going to go from here. But I know this. We may be in the wilderness, but there is a voice to lead us home. There is a call to follow the way of the Lord. There is a light piercing the darkness. My dear friends in Christ, we are not alone. We are not without hope or peace or joy or love. We are not without light. Amen. invite you to affirm your faith as we share in the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And I will invite you now into a position of prayer. Let us pray now to the living God, who always keeps his promises and who knows us so well. Loving Father, keep the Church faithful in telling the good news, comforting the desolate, actively loving justice, and drawing many to freedom through the joy of your forgiveness. Keep us faithful to your calling. As the Church, we pray for the world, that there may be integrity in leadership, mercy and justice for rich and poor, strong and weak. That there may be peace among nations and respect for all. Keep us faithful to your calling. As the family of believers, we pray for those around us and their needs, for the families we represent and their needs. May the love of Christ be shown in what we do and how we speak and how we spend. Keep us faithful to your calling. In compassion, we call to mind all who are locked in physical or emotional pain, all who are weighted down with worry, guilt, or despair. Restore and refresh them, comfort and free them. Keep us faithful to your calling. As resurrection people, we commend to your love those who have died to this earthly life. May they and we in our turn experience forever the joy of your eternity. Keep us faithful to your calling. As followers of the living Christ, we praise you for the prophecies fulfilled, the promises honored, and the victory over evil, gloriously accomplished in him to fill our lives with hope. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be amongst you and remain with you always.
Oh,
in peace to love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen.